it may be a good time to talk about driving and cars. Dr. Thomas Neitzert is an engineer and emeritus professor at AUT, and he currently chairs the AUT Vice Chancellor's Task Force for Sustainability. He used to teach at the University of Stuttgart and at one time worked for Mercedes-Benz designing safer automobiles, and we caught up with him about the messaging on safety on Friday.
Yes, I'm of that opinion. I think what we are doing with our road toll on these long weekends, when we report them quite frequently, we are actually installing fear into drivers, and that might not be very good in the long run. I also think the same applies to the Waka Kotahi ads, where they had violent road crashes under the theme, the greater the speed, the bigger the mess.
Yes.
While this is true, I would prefer we demonstrate how we can be better drivers. A fearful driver, I think, with sweaty palms, is not a good driver. We should aim at responsible, competent, and professional drivers that take driving seriously. And I'm saying this because I know of an alternative in Germany where they had short TV clips, similar made by like Waka Kotahi, but they were more encouraging drivers to be defensive drivers, to inform them about their vehicle capabilities and driving in different seasons and so on. So they tried to educate people, and I think that might be the better approach.
They called that Seventh Sense, didn't they?
Yes, they called it Seventh Sense, yes.
So what would it look like? I mean, the Waka Kotahi ads have got a bit more cheerful lately, I noticed, but Seventh Sense here, a version of that here would what? It would incorporate tips for handling cars as well?
Yes, of course. It was actually screened for 40 years over there, and it's still used by the German Defense Force for driver training. It would, for example, demonstrate graphically the different braking distances on different at different speeds and on different roads. They would go onto a racetrack and build up a polystyrene wall, and then a driver on a dry road out of a certain speed tries to brake and will be able to brake in front of the polystyrene wall. Then they wet that road, and sure enough, the driver will not be able, with the same speed and the same distance, stop in front of the road. He will smash through the polystyrene blocks. So that's quite graphically demonstrating how a wet road is more dangerous, and you have to slow down to achieve the same thing that you want to do. They would also tell you things what to watch out for when you're towing a trailer. Or when it comes to winter, they will ask you to check your lights. You might want some new windscreen wipers, and also have a look at your tire tread, where that's still enough. And they might inform you about the dangers of driving in foggy conditions. So I think that all helps to increase the road safety in the long run.
Okay, they're interesting examples. Many people do grumble about the poor standard of driving in New Zealand, and goodness knows we all see examples every day on our roads. If we went to places like Europe, would it be any different, or would we notice an improvement?
Yeah, I think we would see a slight difference. I think people might take, or people are taking, driving more seriously, and they concentrate more. This might be related to the higher speed limits they have, which is otherwise not a good thing. But if you drive at a higher speed, you know, there's no limit on many German motorways, you are forced to concentrate on what you're doing and keep both hands on the steering wheel. While here, especially in rural areas, we are used to less dense traffic and hardly sometimes any cars on the road. So we take chances when people are going around bends, or I see it that people even in big cities, they park on the side of the road and without looking backwards or forwards, they just open the door. Some cyclists have a story to tell about that. Another thing, of course, is distraction. of drivers here by eating and drinking on the wheel. And also, we just heard that recently through mobile phones, I think in the last 3 months, nearly 100,000 people found out to be using their mobile phones while driving. So that's that whole thing. We are easily distracted here because we drive at lower speeds and we are not concentrating on what we should be doing. And unfortunately, we still have got a certain road toll and we have injuries on the road which are avoidable.
So we have a lower level of alertness, not compared with all countries. I'm sure there, I mean, you hear anecdotes of people describing nightmare scenarios in some other countries with their traffic. But compared with Europe, let's say we have a lower level of alertness, whatever the reasons are.
Yes, I would say so. I would compare New Zealand, of course, with developed countries, and there are other developed countries where the driving is taking, I think, a little bit more serious.
Don't reply to your text messages just as you're starting up the car and beginning your journey, which seems reasonably common. Very good. And thank you for giving us your time to talk about all of this, Thomas. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Jim.